Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend J.D. Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It's a Thursday. It's 12-12-24. Welcome, fellas. Hi.
So happy it's Thursday. 12-12-24, numerical oddity, or at least a math problem.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, 12-12-24. Get it?
I just realized that we have a Friday the 13th tomorrow.
Yeah, just now, huh?
Yeah. Well, Jay, I had not thought about it at all. I knew a Friday was coming up. I knew the 13th was coming up.
Just hadn't put the two
together. I
hadn't
put it together that they would be on the same day.
Yeah.
Another math problem.
I don't know
that
it's
right?
Math.
No, I guess not.
More of a luck scenario, I think.
Ooh. I thought 13 was unlucky, though, right?
That's why it's a luck problem, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a luck problem.
See, you said a math problem, and I said more of a luck, you know, problem.
I see.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we will have the guy in studio tomorrow who loves the number 13.
Yeah, Monty's favorite number. Born on the 13th. That'll do it.
Yeah, he doesn't care about that superstitious stuff.
Nah, no, heck no. So welcome to a Thursday. My mother-in-law would have had her birthday today, so I thought about that this morning.
Okay.
Yep, big Carol. Shout out, heavenly birthday.
It is crazy how those dates will just stay with you.
They do, yeah.
Forever, right?
Yeah,
you're like, oh, yeah.
Which I think is good. That's a good thing.
I just had the one the other day where it was the day that my, ex-father-in-law passed away.
Yes.
And it was just one of those, it comes up and you're like, oh, wow.
Does it count as an ex if it's solely because he passed away?
Well, it's not only because he passed away. It's because I'm not
your
married.
Ex's father-in-law. I see. Yeah, I was I forgot. I misunderstood. Yeah.
See, I'm not married.
Your ex's father. Yeah, God, saying it. Yeah,
it sounds weird
to say.
It's a
weird one,
right?
Though,
I say my father-in-law. He was the only father-in-law I ever
had. I was thinking of your stepdad. That's why, head, I was thinking of Bob. So
his anniversary of dying is coming up, too.
Oh, gosh, sorry, Kevin.
Thanks, Jay.
I was confused.
And it was that weird one where it had been 10 years.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that's crazy. In the blink of an eye. Also, you know, I'm not too good at this being a empty nester yet, apparently.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I'm not acclimated to the fact that I can't blame other people for stuff.
That's a weird one because it's why you have children.
It's like when you have one child. You know, you have one child. It's like, who did it? That child.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty simple. You know who did it. It wasn't the adults. It was that child. There's no blaming the dog. And, you know, so like the other day I told you when my wife's like, somebody threw up all over the kitchen floor. I said, one of the dogs? And she's like, no, it was me. And then I walked away.
Like, come
of
on.
Course it was one of the dogs. Dumb question. Last night, my wife has, as you know how this works, Kevin, my wife and pretty much many wives across the world and our own town have towels that are not to be used. Those are decorative towels.
Oh, decorative towels, sure.
You're not supposed to use those for anything. There's one laying by the kitchen sink, which in my defense is the dumbest place for a decorative towel. Why do you have it by the sink?
Yeah, it makes
sense. It's like you can kind of use it, but you shouldn't use it. It's got Christmas trees on it, and it's white, so, you know, don't wipe your hands on it if they're dirty, but if, you know, if they're a little wet, you could probably dab your hands on it. But you're not really supposed to use it.
Well, that's confusing.
Yeah, tell me. So
seems pretty straightforward to me.
Uh-huh. So I got done eating, and I had some mustard. And my wife goes, I'm in the living room. She goes, well, you know how when my sons were home, they used to start a conversation with the word bro. And when that was, when that happened,
bro,
that means I'm disappointed in whatever I'm about to talk to you about. And I'm going to get your attention. Be like, bro, did you just like use my charger and not put it back in my room? So, you know, my wife and I started adapting that as a joke to our lingo.
Sure.
And I'm sitting in the living room and she goes, bro, did you just get mustard on my towel? And in my head, I'm like, no kids to blame.
No kids to blame.
And I go, I don't think so.
Jay, I go, that's the only answer you can give. I don't think so.
I'm like, I don't know how to answer that. I don't. No.
I don't think so.
Probably, darn dogs. Would they eat mustard again?
Oh, got it.
They've been known to just like go in that fridge and grab that mustard. I hate them for that. I don't think so. Well, it's got mustard all over it. Couldn't have been me. Must have been the bottom of the plate had mustard
it had
on
to
it.
Be.
Yeah, when I set the plate there for a second before I rinsed it off.
Mm-hmm.
Had
and then
to be
at
what
that point,
was.
Were you starting to look to see where else the mustard was?
I did. Immediately
because
looked
you're like,
down.
Okay, I didn't know I did that.
Yep.
Is it on the couch? Is it on me? Where is it at?
Is it on my clothes? Is it still on my hands? Yeah. So it's weird when there's no one else there to blame.
Yeah, Jay, that's... Well, I went through that very first thing after, you know, my divorce, and the kids were out of the house, and I had moved into an apartment. It was the first time in my life.
Yeah.
I had lived alone.
Right.
At whatever I was, 47 years old.
And then you realize.
And I remember sitting there going.
So it is me that leaves those dishes everywhere.
Hey, guys. No, that part was easy. Keeping the house clean was pretty easy because
wow.
It was just me. And I did realize that. I was like, well, this isn't bad. It only is an issue if I.
Yeah.
But it was weird. It was the other thing where it was like. Hey guys, I'm gonna go spend all of our money at the casino, and I'm not going to come home tonight, and I might drink a lot. What? And I realized there's no one there to stop.
No one cares.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And I'm like, what's up with the snowbirds? My mom texts back and she's like, we are watching the Rams and the Bills. And I was like, uh-oh.
Kevin James.
The Rams and the Bills? When was that? Oh, that was from Sunday.
I was like, uh-oh. And I think I said something about, I'm going to guess whatever the score was. I think Bills 44-42. Yeah.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Good day, Kevin.
Good day. Producer Steve, do you like a sauna?
For maybe a minute or two.
Jay?
Sure, yeah, love it.
You do like a sauna?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So you can go in it and sit there on the little wooden planks or whatever.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
And just sit there and sweat and feel good about it.
Yeah.
You like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, it's something that I think
and then
I...
then jump in the ice bath, Kevin.
Oh, I know. I see people do it.
Yeah.
You have not done an ice bath yet, have you?
No, I haven't. I mean, I hear all the things, you know, it's good for that and this
and
this.
Absolutely.
I'm like, yeah, get it. And uncomfortable is all get out.
Yeah, it takes some getting used to, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, and I know. I've seen it. You guys, you're trying to convince me by putting the ads on my feed. I understand what you're doing. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, because the sauna thing is one of those that I saw it in a TV show yesterday, and I just thought, ah, man, that does look like it would be awesome.
Uh-huh.
But anytime, I think I've only been inside of a sauna one time, an actual sauna.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And walked in and thought, oh, God.
Gosh, it's hot
in
here.
I'm not going to do well in here. And I turned around and left.
Sure seems hot in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, weird.
Whew, yeah.
Now, like a sauna in here.
And it is a little weird, too, like because they always show it in the movies, and it's like all the old guys sitting in there naked or whatever.
Yeah, that part, no.
That part's a little weird. Mm. But having your own personal sauna is kind of cool.
That'd be great.
Yeah. I just wondered if you guys liked them, because it's something I wish I could like, and I just don't seem to. I don't think it's going to work for me.
Yeah. Well, if you don't like sweating, And then, you know, or just being hot.
Yeah, and I think there's something with my heart. I'm not supposed to do it.
Sure, I think it probably makes it go faster, I'd imagine, just like a hot tub.
Yeah.
You ever been to like a hot spring
type of situation? I have not, Steve.
I haven't, Steve. I want to go so bad, though.
Which is terrible because there's some great ones.
Yeah, totally.
Not far from here.
Mm-hmm. Colorado Springs. Ooh, that is nice.
They have hot springs there that you went to?
Mm-hmm.
What was the occasion for that?
Vacation.
Family?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
King Peter?
Oh, yeah.
Loves the hot springs?
How old of a fellow were you?
Was I?
Yeah.
Maybe like 10-ish.
Oh, okay. And you still enjoyed it?
Oh, yeah. It was so nice.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I do want to go there. I mean, like you said, Kevin, there's some relatively short drive from here. And every time I've looked into it, or my wife and I have like, oh, we should go. And then we go, let's go this weekend. And every single time, it's like, oh, that's booked. Awesome.
Well, maybe now, empty nester.
Yeah, plan ahead further. Like, literally, you have to plan ahead quite a bit to be able to get to this one because I feel like it's always sold out.
That is very true.
Yeah, and that's a bummer. Then you're like, well, I guess I don't plan a year in advance. My bad.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Oh, boy. You know, you are such a Samantha.
Wait, what does that mean?
Samantha?
Yeah. I said that to Jay yesterday.
I had no idea what that reference was.
I don't either.
Like from Sex and the City?
That's a current reference. I owed you one. I owed you one.
Got
you did.
Him.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's hilarious.
Well played, Kevin.
Oh, no.
You know, it's a show I never watched much of,
That's what
of,
I
Steve.
Said to him. I go, I don't know what that means. I've never watched it.
Yeah, well, no, I've never seen an episode,
mm-hmm.
but I know that's a thing.
You just know the reference.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's like, oh, you're a Samantha. You're a, I don't know what the other characters' names are.
Carrie?
Yeah. And,
Oh, boy. Cynthia?
Ooh, I think that's right.
Yeah, I know.
Charlotte?
Sure.
Yeah, that sounded pretty good, too.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, I don't know if it's right or not, but I did like it.
Yeah.
Samantha, Miranda, others. Charlotte, and Carrie.
Miranda. Okay.
Okay.
There you have it.
Yeah. Well, no, I said that to Jay. I don't know why I said it to
I
you.
Don't know why you said it either, but...
You did something, and I'm like, you're...
You're such a Samantha. Such a
Do
Samantha.
We know what it's supposed to represent, being a Samantha?
No, but you know how the whole... There was a whole thing of like, you know, I'm such a... this person or that person. So I was making a joke about something.
And it was funny, Kevin.
Well, it didn't help that you didn't understand what I was going for. But then as I was walking out
it
of the
building. It means mean or manipulative, Kevin.
Mean or manipulative?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Wow.
What do the other ones mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I can look them all up if you would like.
No, that's okay. I was walking out of the building. After being scolded for saying such a thing.
Yeah.
And I ran into Casey, our engineer.
Yeah.
And I was...
He said, you're such a Samantha.
I was chatting with him.
Casey would have loved it.
How's your day going? Blah, blah, blah. It was good. And then something came up, and then I was like, you know, if I told you you're a Samantha...
Gosh, of all the people who probably have no idea what that means, I mean, he's an engineer, so that's a good start.
Well, no.
And he's also, I don't know if he's in the age demo for that or not. I feel like maybe too young.
I don't know, but he goes, after you explained it, yeah, I got it.
After you.
That's called being nice.
Yeah, that's a courtesy laugh.
No, and I was like, yeah, Jay didn't get it, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes, come on.
come on. That's hilarious, Steve.
So,
walks away.
Yeah, man, I got jokes.
I got jokes that I can explain.
Yeah, well, it doesn't help that I don't really even understand.
Well, yeah, that would be better, yeah. And if you were using it in the right context, and I don't know that you were.
Sure.
I don't know if I was being mean. I don't even know what I was being.
Well, it wasn't being mean necessarily. Mm-hmm. I was just, I can't remember the conversation. That doesn't help. You're being such a Samantha, though.
Right? Yeah, yeah, I was going to say. Now, see, again, had you known what it was and what the reference was.
Yeah. It was funny, at least in my head, in the moment.
Man, and that, we all know what good radio and conversation that makes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, now you're definitely being a Samantha.
There it is.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Turn the lights on.
Uh-huh.
And turn off the lights in the house.
Yeah, you do have to make it dark to be able to
make
feel it.
Make it dark, put all the lights on, and then just kind of sit there and squint a little bit.
Okay.
And you won't care. It just looks beautiful. It's just like very lit up. It's very beautiful.
Kevin James.
Don't worry about the decoration.
So anytime you come into the house, just squint your eyes and the tree will look better.
Enjoy the lights.
That's great advice.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Forecast update brought to you by Horizon Credit Union. Is it really going to snow tomorrow or tonight? What do they say now?
That's what they say.
Word
on the street.
Looks like maybe this evening. Or nighttime, 9-ish.
Yeah.
Looks like we might get snow accumulation of?
I'm going to say 2 inches.
Less than an inch.
Is that what it is?
Less than an inch. So, yeah, snowmageddon, clearly. Audio of all time. First of all, who put this out? Entertainment Weekly. Top movies, top Christmas movies. Best Christmas movies of all time. I won't read the whole list for you, but I'll tell you why this list is wrong.
Okay.
Christmas Vacation is ranked number 18.
It's pretty far down there.
There's no way. Yeah, if we find your list not believable. I mean, they have Wonderful Life, A Christmas Story, Charlie Brown, Elf, and Grinch for the top five, which, you know, whatever, you can argue all you want.
Pretty great.
But you can't say Christmas Vacation is the 18th best.
Is it because Christmas Vacation isn't as kid-friendly? Is that the only reason?
I don't know. That they didn't list parameters. They just said these are the... Well, Bad Sand is number 7, Kevin, so
never
I don't know.
Never mind.
I liked where you were going.
Never mind.
And then I see that. I'm like, well, no. No, I don't think that's it. But okay. I mean, I see your list. I appreciate your effort on your list, and I don't believe your list. Adam Sandler has trouble keeping his mouth closed. You know, he's got the new movie coming out. Happy Gilmore 2.
Oh,
looks
yes.
like it's going to be out in the summer of next year. And I don't know how it works when you're Adam Sandler and you like own the production company and you star and you write it and all the rest of that. But there are rules that he's not supposed to talk about certain things. And in all these interviews, he keeps saying, I can't talk about it. And then he starts laughing. And then somebody asks him a question like Dan Patrick. And then he ends up answering the question.
Can I talk about Eminem having a cameo?
Okay, yes, you can. You know, Eminem was cool. He came by and he was great.
Okay,
was
wait a minute. How do you reach out to Eminem and what role does he play in Happy Gilmore 2?
I can't tell you
okay,
all that.
Okay.
I know Eminem for a long time and he's a great guy and he came in was funny as hell and was just, it was just, I think we just hung out a day with Eminem and he just shot and was insane. Said a million things we can use and a million things that we're glad we have him on tape.
I mean, I just feel like he's the biggest loose cannon with The Secret of all
and
people.
He's like in charge of himself, sort of.
Yeah,
so
he kind
of
self-policing, which I don't think works
he's
for
like,
him.
Well, really, it's my movie company.
Yeah, and they keep telling me I'm not supposed to say anything because it's, you know, it's supposed to be the beauty of the surprise of the cameo. But by the same token, I don't think you're going to get more or less people to go see Happy Gilmore 2 based on the cameos at this point.
No, probably
you're either
not.
In that group that wants to see it or not.
Yeah, no, that's very true.
I mean, are you going to convince somebody who never saw the first one to all of a sudden go, man, I really want to go see that?
Yeah, now I got
to
go because Eminem's in it.
Right. I don't know. I'm actually looking forward to it. Elton John was talking about his whole vision thing. I think he was. Elton, were you talking about your old vision thing? Let's see. Oh, yeah, there he is.
I unfortunately lost my eyesight in my right eye in July because I had an infection in the south of France. And it's been 4 months now since I haven't been able to see. And my left eye is not the greatest. So there's hope and encouragement that it will be okay. We're taking an initiative to try and get it better. But at the moment, that's really what we're concentrating on.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's a weird thing.
Yeah, that is a weird deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like there's some hope that he gets the vision back.
I guess. Yeah, that's just the infection in the eye. I thought he had an infection in his eye, but he said he had an infection in the south of France. I don't know if that's a nickname for his eyes.
That's south of France is, you got to be careful.
Mm-hmm. You get the joke, Steve?
I don't think I do.
Okay. You know what don't have in common with Jamie Lee Curtis, Kevin? I mean, a lot, it feels like.
I was going to say, there's a few places I can start. But, geez, Jay, I think I'm just going to let you tell me.
Going to bed early.
I literally sometimes post on Instagram, I'll say, I don't lie, and it'll be my digital clock in a dark room, and it'll say 6:02 p.m. You know why I go to bed so early?
Can I guess?
Yes, Jerry.
You wake up at 4 a.m.
3 o'clock. And by the way, I wake up early because that's when women control the universe. What you all don't realize.
Oh, really?
I didn't know.
All the mommies and all the grandmas. Yes,
I wake up.
We control the universe.
Yes.
That's how the universe is spinning.
Huh? What?
Well, that's why I'm sleeping in.
Because you don't control the universe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a woman, so I don't get to control it. So I'll just sleep in until I can get here. Well, what, 6 o'clock men take over?
I don't know. I don't have the breakdown. I have to ask Entertainment Weekly. Okay.
Well, yep. Good to know, I guess, right?
Now we know.
Yeah.
Locally, I saw this story this morning. Do you know how many packages the Amazon fulfillment centers handle per day during the Christmas rush?
I mean,
here in Spokane.
Oh, just in Spokane.
Just in Spokane.
Oh my gosh, Jay, this number is going to be so stupid. I can't even. I'll just say per day they do 12,000.
Between 500 and 600,000 packages per day.
Yeah.
In Spokane.
That's insane.
Oh my goodness. I was going to say like 1,500.
Yeah. You can't even fathom it. Which leads to this from Jimmy Fallon.
Can you believe we're officially 2 weeks away from Christmas? Yeah. Today, every Amazon driver looked at their family and said, well, see you in 2025. Yep, just 2 weeks to go. We're close to the point where you stop thinking, what's the best gift, and start thinking, what'll show up in time? What if they want pizza? The tracker says that pizza will get there by Christmas.
Just get something. Here's the receipt. If you don't like it, it doesn't fit.
Yeah.
Enjoy anyway. Merry Christmas.
We are really pushing it to that. I mean, you're still good now.
I don't know. Are you with the mailing thing? I don't even know how that works. I don't know what the deadline is.
I don't know about
is.
Mailing, but I feel like
local.
For you trying to get something
right, yeah,
to your house, you should be good.
I think so, yeah. I mean, they're still offering that delivery where we talked about that last week, where you go, I'm going to buy this, and it says 4 a.m. delivery available. And you're like,
yes.
I don't know. I don't rule the world at 4 a.m., so I don't know if I need it then.
Doesn't UPS, don't they always do the thing like, hey, send your this type of package by this day to be delivered by Christmas?
I think they do, yeah. Eventually, I think that comes out. I haven't seen it yet this year. So, yeah, you're probably safe because they haven't told us to stop doing that yet.
Steve, will you mail something to your parents, or that's not happening?
Oh, I already, it's already been ordered and...
Wow. Man. He's very organized on that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a thinker-header guy.
Yeah. Well, mainly because I was in town and they were like, hey, I really need this.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Oh, so. Wow. Look at you go. So you ordered it from Chicago to have it delivered to them in Chicago.
Correct.
Ah, this guy.
Nice work.
I know. It's impressive.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels. Kevin James.
Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
You want to play our fun game and you want to win some Raptor Reef indoor water park tickets? 509-441-0999. You know what I like doing to the promotions team after they say, hey, let's give these Raptor Reef water park tickets away. I like to throw in bonus prizes just because
really
makes them mad and stuff. So, you know, maybe I'll throw in like a Coyote Country beanie or something.
Okay, anything just, for the people, Jay.
Yeah, that's it. 509-441-0999. Reminder, in about an hour, we are going to have another Christmas wish delivery thanks to Coeur d'Alene Casino Resort Hotel. They are our delivery day sponsor of the day. All right, 509-441-0999. The name of the game is Triple Play, and we play it because the Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park is at...
Triple Play.
Look at what you did there. Looky, looky.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
A little spot of heaven out there in Hayden.
That's right, yeah. So 509-441-0999. Let's play.
You're about to see the number of the day is 3.
Third, second, first, triple play.
Triple play.
A double play, if not a triple play. It is.
Triple play. How great is that?
It's great, actually. Jay on the phone. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Jay?
Very, very good. What's new?
Too cold outside.
Yeah. I know, and it has that wet feeling again today, too. A little foggy, a little, looks like it could freeze to the ground again, so all the things. Yeah. I guess it's winter. Weird.
Yeah.
like it or not. Yeah, right? Like it or not. Yeah. All right, so the name of the game is Triple Play. Here's how it works, Jay. We're going to play 3 audio clips that are combined together, and you need to identify what they have in common. So there'll be like a little sound clip, and then there'll be a little sound effect that goes pew or whatever, and then they'll play the second and then the third. And you just tell us what's the commonality between all those sound bites and what that triple play has in common with each other would get you a point. There's 5 of them. If you can get more than half of them right, you got your prize, all right?
Yep.
All right, here we go. This is triple play number 1. What do these 3 things have in common?
Boy, if you would shut up and fish.
I'll play something country.
There's your triple play. What do those 3 things have in common?
How specific do I need to be?
Probably not that specific.
I'd say they're all country singers.
I agree.
I mean,
that's what I was going with.
I mean,
maybe a little bit more specific.
Yeah,
than
maybe
that.
A smidge more. You know what? I'm going to give you 1/2 point.
Yeah, that's.
I'm going to give you 1/2 point. Country duos. Those were country duos. Maddie and Tay, Brooks and Dunn, Dan and Shay. All right, here we go.
I did not get it.
You didn't get it?
No.
Oh wow. Okay. All right, Kevin. Well, we'll see. If you know what? Here's the deal. Kevin hasn't heard these. If he doesn't get them, we'll throw that one out. Is that fair? You still got 1/2 point, Jay. Here we go. Here's a triple play number 2.
Perhaps you shouldn't turn your back on me.
My only true love, darling. I live for furs. I worship furs.
Dwarf, that Peter Pan. If I could only find his hideout, I'd trap him in his lair.
What do those 3 things have in common?
Disney villains.
Yeah! Well done.
All right.
Disney villains, Lion King, 101 Dalmatians, Peter Pan. All right, triple play. Did you get that one, Kevin?
Sure. I did. I did.
Are you lying or are you just not there?
No, I did not get it.
Your brain's not there, huh? All right. By the way, Steve played these for me yesterday. I got all 5. I've never got all 5 before, so I felt like I was doing okay. Maybe it would just caught me in a moment. 1.5 points for you. Here's triple play number 3.
I'm just telling you, for your own benefit, I'm very aware that I'm watching a play right now.
My friend, Stewie, he's just a baby, and you guys took his candy earlier.
I kidnapped you. You and I are going to spend the rest of our lives living right here under the slide.
What do those have in common?
They're all the same actor, voice actor.
I don't know, Steve. Yeah, is that right?
That is true.
They're all from Family Guy.
There it is. There you go. Family Guy characters is correct. It's 2.5 points for you. You just need to get 1 more or 1/2 point and you're in. Here is number 4.
Ouch. Stubbed your toe in the middle of the night? Stumbling around in the dark is dangerous.
From America's number 1 personal trainer, Tony Little, comes the country's most exciting way to lose weight.
Introducing the Happy Hot Dog Man. It brings ordinary hot dogs to life, making lunchtime more fun.
All right, what are those 3? What do those 3 have in common?
Infomercials.
Yeah, infomercials. Yes. What was the Tony Little one, Kevin? What was that product? Do you remember that one? It was the one where it looked like he was like sprinting so fast. Do you remember that
one? Oh, yeah.
What was the name of that?
I don't remember
what it was called. Oh, my gosh. I got to look it up. Because remember, it was like a stepper kind of like a, and he was going so fast. Gazelle.
Gazelle.
Tony Little's Gazelle.
Running as fast as a gazelle.
Oh, my gosh. Like his legs were going to come off. All right, let's just do the last one here for fun. Let's see how we do, Jay. Here's number five.
Parting your soup is not a miracle, Bruce. It's a magic trick.
We sat and drank with the sun on our shoulders and felt like free men.
I don't know who, but they had to have access to the warehouse. Planting the mirrors.
What do they have in common?
It's all Morgan Freeman.
There we go. See, yes. Got him. You started slow, finished very strong. Nicely done, Jay. I'm going to throw you some triple play passes. We'll throw you in a Coyote Country beanie because I like to make the promotions team angry. All right?
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Okay, buddy. Hold on for a second there.
I heard something interesting about Morgan Freeman the other day.
Morgan Freeman.
That I believe he did not get his first role in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember what movie it was.
Oh, boy.
Until he was 50 years old.
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't he an older gentleman?
Yeah.
Wow.
50.
Which seems insane now.
It
when
does.
You're looking back, you're like, well, I feel like he's been in 100 movies. And maybe
yeah,
he has.
And he's real, real famous.
He's acted in 152 things.
And he's done it all since he was 50.
That's so crazy. And Steve and I looked it up yesterday. What was he? Is he 77? Did we find out?
I thought he was in his 80s, right?
Hold on. If only there was a way.
No, 87.
87, okay,
87?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, because we were comparing him to some other actor.
Yeah, we were trying to see who was older,
yeah.
And it turned out it was Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, 87.
That's crazy. All right, well, there you go. There's your triple play for the day.
The